The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play! Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Mailbag time. Let's go. We got your emails, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. We've got your Apple Podcast questions. We've got my bronchitis. And we have the Fantasy Cops joining us as well. It's going to be a good episode of the Fantasy Cops. And Jamie Eisenberg is here, and Dan Schneier is here. And Dan is so busy and so important that we had to do this show at 11 in the morning. But hope you're ready for a fun weekend, Dan. I hope you have a fun weekend plan. You always have something fun going on.
Have a good weekend plan. We only did this early in the morning because Friday is my day off, and I have golf planned this afternoon. Oh. So I wasn't going to miss that. So we had to push the mailbag up. That's the honest. That's I bring honesty to the podcast, Adam. I know some people would make an excuse. Oh, I got a doctor's appointment. I got a big dentist appointment. You know, that's the key. That's the go-to excuse usually.
Yeah.
No excuse. Just playing golf on my off day.
Good for you, Adam. What?
Let's call a segment. Hey, Adam.
Yes. Why? Well, I'm nervous.
When's the last time you had an off day?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm Belichick. No days off for me.
No days off.
No days off. Dave deserves
fathers,
it. And he's working.
Different lifestyle.
He's working. All right. Email of the day.
Matter of fact, Dan called me this week and said, hey, can you do more?
Yeah, I did do that. I'll be honest. I did add a little bit more to Jamie's plate. You know what? Actually, I added more to everyone's plate except Adam. Maybe, Jamie, I just thought of an idea. All that extra content we were looking forward to for Friday, we just put it on Adam's plate. Right? He doesn't write right now a weekly article. No. Is this something we should consider, Jamie?
Adam's observances for week X. I love it.
Yeah. There are all those notes. Remember you said he had all these good
notes? No, just take like
observations.
10 observations that you're looking forward to seeing.
I don't mind it. I kind of like it.
I mind it big time. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. All right. Our email of the day is from Ken.
You know who would hate that? George Maselli. Having to edit that crap.
Yeah. Email of the day is from Ken. He says, This is too late now. He says, Kirk Cousins or hot garbage? Yeah, that's me. I thought that was so funny that we're not even calling him Anthony Richardson anymore. We're just calling him hot garbage. And I told Ken, I would have said hot garbage this week. So what do I know? We have a lot of other podcasts for you to listen to. We have a Morning Combat podcast, which is MMA and boxing and I think wrestling they cover too. All the combat sports. We have college football. We have the Pick Six podcast. So... great lineup of podcasts. Go to cbsports.com/podcast.
Early Edge.
Early Edge is great. Terrific betting advice there. So just see the whole list. We have a women's soccer podcast. We have a men's soccer podcast. And we have your Apple Podcast questions right here. This is from Nordy540. 10-team league. Would you give up Garrett Wilson and Alvin Kamara for Cooper Kupp?
Ooh,
that's a really interesting trade.
No,
I don't think I would do it either. I'm curious to get your take on this, Jamie, as to why it's a quick no or a no for you in general. For me, I just have trouble trading for Cooper Kupp or trying to acquire Cooper Kupp at this point. We have so little information on it. We just know it's potentially a nerve issue. We know he's seen a specialist for it, which to me is always the scariest thing. And we know it's a soft tissue injury. So those can be either one, reoccurring once he comes back, or two, there could be compensation injuries when he's trying to make that comeback. So I didn't draft Kupp after the injury anywhere. And I told you on that podcast we had right after the first or the second setback, like I wouldn't even take him in the third or, until the third or fourth round. So even that, I feel like at this point might be bullish. Would you might even consider some guys you took in the third and fourth round over him right now?
Well, the third round value would at this point for me be better than Garrett Wilson. So I don't mind that, but you said it, it's the uncertainty. And there is the scenario of, I mean, look, we all expected the Rams to be terrible. They surprised us in week one. You look at their schedule, he's eligible to return in week five. I would say at this point, they're probably 2-2. Lose to the 49ers, lose to the Bengals, beat the Colts. 2-2 might say, okay, hey, let's be cautious with this. We want to see if we can, you know, make sure he's at 100% before we rush him back, you know, if we're going to maybe be a little bit better off than we thought we were. So, yeah, I'd be a little bit cautious about trading. You know, Alvin Kamara is coming back in week three, in week four. And what if the Jets somehow find a quarterback upgrade somewhere along the way?
True.
And Garrett Wilson does start to play like Garrett Wilson again. Yeah, and may still play like Garrett Wilson with Zach Wilson. You know, so you don't want to discount that. So, no, I don't think at this point I would be making that trade. But I might be regretting that, saying that now.
Johnny says, Superflex League, give Waddle and Jordan Love, get Debo and Trevor Lawrence. Grade that trade. Give up Waddle and Love for Debo and Lawrence in a super flex league.
You're getting Lawrence and
Debo.
A plus.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm going A. Just a solid A. I mean, you're getting the best player in the deal for this format, and that's Trevor Lawrence.
And Waddle and Debo might not be, might be a while.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
No, I mean, I don't think they're going to be a lot.
You cannot say that after 1 week. I will not allow that.
They were being drafted like five picks apart.
Not by you.
Not by me, but still. ADP was, they were both third round picks.
Yeah. No, it's a great trade, though, getting Trevor Lawrence. From Nicky.
I'm sorry. No, Waddle was. Yeah, no, Waddle was an early third round pick.
Yeah. He was. Yeah, he was.
Early third, late too. Yep.
Nicky Flash 77, three receivers, start three. DJ Moore, Tyler Lockett, Christian Kirk, Garrett Wilson, Gabe Davis, Puka Nacua. We need three. DJ Moore, Tyler Lockett, Christian Kirk, Garrett Wilson, Gabe Davis, Puka Nacua.
That might be like every receiver I have between like 25 and 30. I would go Moore, Davis, and give me the names again.
Lockett, Kirk, Garrett Wilson.
I'm going to go Moore, Davis, and Kirk. I think this is a good bounce back spot for Kirk.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Okay. From B Baller, start one this week. Khalil Herbert, Kyren Williams, or AJ Dillon?
If Jones is out, that's easy AJ Dillon, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you got to assume at this point, though, that Jones is not going to be 100%.
Even so if he plays,
Does that even make Dillon the easy choice? If Jones plays, I'd go Williams.
I think, okay, I can get on board with that.
All right, this is from Scripts by James. You all are the best in the biz. Keep it up. Go easy on Adam. PPR, I lost Dobbins. Does Jordan Addison have a safe enough floor already to start him in at flex instead of J.K. Dobbins? That's part one. And am I crazy to want to start Dalton Kincaid or even Jake Ferguson over Pitts? And so obviously this is not a week two question now, but is Jordan Addison a safe PPR flex now?
Yes.
Yeah.
For flex, yeah. I mean, PPR, I actually almost like him more in standard than PPR at this point because the snaps are still not exactly where I want them to be. There's still a lot of KJ Osborne in this offense, a ton of TJ Hockenson, but he's such a big play. At this point, like you can bring him up any week and expect potentially to get a big play. He's already done it in two of 2 weeks.
And would you start Dalton Kincaid or Jake Ferguson over Pitts?
Ferguson. Not there yet.
I think I would start Ferguson over Pitts.
Oh, wow.
I really liked what I saw from his role week one. And you just look at the history with Dak and tight ends. Feels good.
All right. This one is from ATJNEIBS and blah, 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 blah. PPR league, 2 points per PPR.
2 points for 10 rushing touchdowns, 1 point for 10 receiving yards, 1 point for a rushing first down. My gosh, that's big time favoring running backs who catch passes.
Yep.
Metcalf, Dotson, Nico Collins, or Elijah Moore. I don't think he had to tell us all the rushing stats with this question here. But who would you start? Metcalf, Dotson, Nico, or Elijah Moore?
Just need one?
Yeah.
Metcalf.
Yeah, Metcalf for me. Did you guys notice?
Two. Two. Metcalf and Dotson, Collins, or Elijah?
I go Collins, honestly.
I like Collins a lot, but I would still go Dotson.
Did I notice what, Dan?
If you know, so that scoring that just reminded me, you going over the scoring. Have you checked out any of your Scott Fishbowl matchups and seen if you guys...
The 850 to 750. Yes, I scored like 230 points, and I think I was the third highest score.
Yeah.
Like, what?
But also, like, if you faced DeAndre Swift last night or had DeAndre Swift, like, in that format, because it also heavily rewards, like, rushing first downs and things like that, he scored, like, 48. He was at, like, 48 points at one point. I think he went, like, over 50 in the game. And, by the way, last night was just a brutal night for me in fantasy. I just need to commiserate for a second. I get a text from Adam. Ooh, I got DeAndre Swift first down. Then I check my other league, FFT Magazine League. I'm facing DeAndre Swift again. Somehow I have two Swifts. My two main home leagues, I'm facing Hawkinson, garbage TD. It's just like one of those nights you just tilt and you just slam the chair. That second got Hawkinson TD in garbage time. I couldn't believe it went back to him.
Yeah, I didn't text you. You're lying. I tweeted.
Oh, tweeted me.
That I faced Dan, and I had DeAndre Swift going up against Dan, and then Thomas Schaefer said, "Me too." So you faced Swift in a couple of leagues. That's a tough break.
I think a lot of people were just uncertain what was going to happen with the Eagles' backfield last night. So I had Swift all week in a flex spot, and then I was like, you know, and I picked up Puka in this league. I think I'm going to play Puka, and then I saw right before lineup locked. The oblique injury, like, no.
Nice.
Thank God.
This one is from Calvim. Dear Gordy, Steve, Nick, and Sergey.
Those are hockey players, right?
I think they're Red Wings specifically, but I don't
know. Gordy Howe, some others.
Yeah, what was that guy, Steve, on the Red Wings?
Steve Yzerman.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah, Yzerman.
When you do this,
Yzerman.
Yeah, you know what's crazy when you do these? I always get them wrong. I never figure it out. And obviously, I don't have the benefit of using Google like you do. But the two times I've gotten it right have been hockey players. And I don't follow hockey at all.
You don't bring your computer in the bathroom with you?
Yeah, I'll say, you know, Google on the toilet.
All right, here's the question from Red Wings fan.
You know what you should do? You should get like an Echo. Hey, Echo.
Yeah, exactly. 4 point per passing touchdown, half PPR, Tua or Anthony Richardson? Adam, I already know your answer. Laugh. It's Tua.
It's Tua for me too.
And then pick two.
It's Tua, but I'm just going to say this.
Oh, God.
If Tua can throw through this Patriots defense that looked really, really good, and they're going to play straight up man with five on the line of scrimmage the entire game and pressure him, then I'm at the point where I'm pretty much just playing Tua every week, and he's becoming matchup like proof for me at that point.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you play him every week?
I'm scared still of these tougher matchups. Like, I don't think the Chargers defense, from what I saw, like they played that game really poorly in a number of ways. I put one of the clips up on Twitter of the Tyreek Hill touchdown at the end of the game. Like, they had like a too high look with the two safeties, but the safety on Tyreek Hill's side was playing robber coverage, and he comes down into the box right at the snap. So you're just leaving Tyreek Hill one-on-one against press man coverage, and the guy doesn't even come close to jamming him. He's just running wide open. Like, that's not going to happen against Bill Belichick.
Okay.
Did you see this clip of McDaniel when he saw himself on the big screen at SoFi Stadium?
No, I didn't see that.
So apparently there's like a coach's camera. And he looked up and he saw himself, and he puts his microphone down. And he goes, "I'm running the ball five times in a row. We're running the ball five times in a row. We're running the ball five times in a row." And then they threw it five times in a row.
He's so funny, man. That guy needs more exposure. All right, we need two of these. DJ Moore, Dalvin Cook, Nico Collins, Gabe Davis. Half PPR.
Just need two?
Yeah.
DJ Moore and
Dalvin Cook, Nico Collins, Gabe Davis. Gabe?
Okay. I'll go Gabe because of the matchup I like, but I could see you ease. I could easily make the case for Nico Collins.
This is from Austin Loves Jamie Eisenberg.
Wow.
Loves him so much, he spelled his name wrong. Dear Anthony, John, Chad, and Flea.
Oh, Red Hot Chili.
Yeah. After the Aaron Rodgers,
doing one show.
Look at you. After the Aaron Rodgers injury, I'm hesitant to start my Jets. Would you start Garrett Wilson? All right, we need a wide receiver and a flex. We have Garrett Wilson, Zay Flowers, Jahan Dotson, and Breece Hall. Garrett Wilson, Zay Flowers, Jahan Dotson, Breece Hall.
Flowers, Dotson.
Just need one?
Two.
Wide receiver and a flex.
I would go with Flowers and Hall.
I'll go Flowers, Dotson. I'm a little scared of Hall in this matchup. We'll
see. Oh, yeah, it's fine. You go Flowers and Dotson. Sure.
Brian went 4-0 in week one. Is Marvin Mims droppable in a 10-team PPR league?
Yes.
Yes, 100%.
From D. Earl, half PPR, Zay Flowers or Khalil Herbert?
Flowers.
Zay.
From Iowa 2011, Ferguson or Hunter Henry?
Ferguson.
Yeah, Ferg.
From Red Dog Cometh, Kincaid or Ferguson?
Ferguson.
Did you answer?
Just chasing the role with those two. What'd you say, Adam?
What did you answer, Dan?
I did Ferg. I'm just chasing the role with those two. I just like the involvement for Ferguson versus the other two players last week.
All right. This is from Skelly Rowe. You guys stand above everyone else when it comes to mentioning important defensive and O-line injuries. I didn't realize Jamal Adams and Devin Witherspoon were out. After seeing the Rams wide receivers destroy Seattle, I grabbed Stafford to stream over Fields in week two. Now I know I need to watch the injury report. Would you guys do that, Stafford over Fields? No.
No.
No, don't do that.
No. But I do concur. You guys do a great job during the week of going over literally every single injury, including the big trench injuries, which end up making a bigger difference than people realize in the match, especially as we get deeper into the year. So
yeah, kudos we try. To you guys. We don't get all of them. I know we miss some, and it gets a little boring, I think. But we try to highlight the ones that are actually going to matter.
I disagree. I listen back to this every day, every episode, try to, and I don't think those are boring. I think those are some of the most important things you guys go over. So
thank you.
Just my take.
This is from Champ 5 times 10, or 5 by 10. Rashad White or James Cook, PPR?
Oh, my boy, Rashad White. I'm going James Cook.
I'll go with Rashad White.
This is from Burrowhead 2023 from Winnipeg. I have someone offering Brian Robinson for Chris Olave. Ah, no. Don't give up Olave for Robinson. But he says, should I look at moving Olave for a running back? If so, who should I target?
Olave for a running back?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to find somebody that was a top 10 pick.
Like Mixon is like what I would want to get if I'm moving Olave personally. Right? I'm not going to settle lower than that. What?
I'd go Derrick Henry.
Okay. Derrick Henry, same idea. I'm not going to settle lower than those two though.
No, no way.
I might try
Barkley.
Yeah, like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I kind of like that because you might be able to throw in another back and
right.
and turn that into a possibility.
Is Dan showing off his guns?
No,
look at it, the way
no.
He's like, no, I'm not showing off my guns.
It's just comfortable
no.
for me to sit like this versus like this.
So Dan poops like a genie.
Yeah. You know exactly. He's using his arm, his hand to like push his muscle up. I would do it, but I don't.
I'm not pushing my muscle up.
Okay, sure.
For the big challenge.
I've been accused of this before on camera, and I never understood what it means. Someone was like, is he pushing up his muscle? I'm like,
you are.
No, I'm just, like, sometimes I reach over to use a different tab.
That's when you cross them.
Look.
No, this is me.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Exactly.
Get to the notes tab, okay?
Okay. This is from...
Oh, man, Dan's actually pretty jacked, though. When I saw Dan last time in Florida, he's pretty built.
Thank you, Jamie. No, I do try to work out.
This I don't buy it.
Obviously going to play a big factor when me and Adam obviously play our basketball game and all our other
I don't buy it at all. You're too jacked for basketball.
No,
you're gonna
I'm not.
Like, you're going to be like Zion Adam, Williamson.
Basketball is a physical game. You are in a lot of trouble in that game.
Okay, Zion.
And I'll just turn Rashad White loose on you. He's my boy now.
This is from Bill. Put respect. Do you want to tell that story, by the way, Dan, in a minute?
I could tell that story.
Okay, we teased it, but we didn't give all the details on the Friday show. Bill says, put some respect on Brock Purdy's name before he continues to embarrass you guys all season.
Agreed. I was the highest by far on Brock Purdy 2 months ago or a month ago on the show. I said, why is he ranked so low? He was QB8 on a per game basis last year. And he looked damn good in week one. I watched the tape. He had some anticipatory throws into second windows, which you don't see from like all but a handful of quarterbacks in the NFL. Obviously, a lot of it helps. It helps to have that system, but and to be able to work play action. But I like Purdy, too. So, yes, I will put respect on his name.
I said it, and I agree with you. He deserves more respect. I needed to see it first. You know, and the preseason was certainly a big sign. So he started to move up for me then. But what he showed last week is, and we talked about it this morning, that or excuse me, Friday morning, that he's going to be in the low end starting conversation every week because the floor is there. The ceiling is obviously a little bit of a problem right now. But I think as long as he's continuing to do this, you know, 220-2 is almost something you can pencil in. He doesn't turn the ball over. Right. And there's just so many playmakers around him, and the system's great.
All right. Here's an unbelievable. In a bad way, uh-oh. Apple Podcast question. I have to read it because it is so outlandish. And if anybody sees this comment and thinks it's true, then you're as dumb as the person who's writing it. So he wrote a pros and cons about fantasy football today. Pros. It's like listening to a podcast with your friends talking about fantasy. Incredibly informative. The depth they cover is second to none. These guys really leave no stone unturned. Cons.
This sounds awful.
Cons. Adam pledges to do something if you donate to St. Jude and then doesn't do it. I won't donate next year because now I'm fearful of where the money is actually going. Incredibly sad that he used that ploy for donations. Won't be donating anymore to them.
What?
Does this guy think I'm like embezzling the state, like, going to my bank account or something? Are you kidding? Jamie told me to shave three lines in my head. I told you there was a reason why it couldn't happen.
I didn't
happen.
Tell you to do that. Told you to do that.
Scott your best Fish. Bet here, Adam, I'm just gonna give you some friendly advice. Okay. Your best bet here is to not double down on the, I had all these things going on. My wife was so busy on important calls. I just couldn't figure out a way to do it. Jamie did it the next day and showed how easy it was to do it. It grew back within a week. So don't
you
go
should,
that
you should honestly, your next haircut, do it. There's no reason for you not to do it. It's a very simple thing.
Adam, I think you look good with a one on the sides.
Is this really true, Don? I don't know if this is sarcasm.
F, how good really it is what it is.
Don F says you lost all credibility. It is what it is. I mean, but even
get him, Don.
Like you're not going to donate to St. Jude because of that. And what do you seriously? You don't know where the money is going to. I promise you. It's going to St. Jude, and it does. I have no
little research, by the way. There's, I don't think there's a better charity out there than St. Jude as far as where the money goes.
Oh
well, we should be truthful that 99% of it goes to St. Jude, 1% goes to Dan's HGH, and the rest.
I think it's just straight up creatine. Remember that stuff. All right, we'll take a break. Dan's got a funny story for you. We have the fantasy cops. We have emails. And we'll try to get to your YouTube questions before Dan has to hit the links. So we'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Dad, you had a surprise. Someone slid into your DMs. What happened?
A surprise slide into the DMs earlier this week. So for those who don't know, we run a Beyond the Box Score show on Mondays where the crux of the show is Jacob Gibbs comes in with a lot of advanced stats from the week, and I try to do some film analysis. So Adam, one of the things he requested was take a look at that Bucks backfield, what went down there. We obviously all know from who followed and tracked week one, Rashad White got most of the touches, most of the snaps. I took a look at the tape. I put some clips up on Twitter of two plays where Rashad White really poor processing is the best way to describe it. Big holes that he didn't run through, that he bounced outside, that he, you know, turned into 1 or 2 yard gains that should have been, you know, 10 to 15. Put them up on Twitter. Obviously, then we talked about him on the show, and I get a DM later that night, and I see just a notification on my phone. Rashad White has DM'd you. I'm like, oh, no, this can't be good, because, like, normally for Beyond the Box Score, you look at good things and the positives, but sometimes you have to call it like it is. It's we're about objectivity here. We're not just going to say a player is playing good if we don't believe that. So I see the DM, and I'm real nervous to open it. I think he's going to be like, maybe pull a Kadarius Toney on me. For those who don't know, Kadarius Toney goes nuts in people's DMs, Giants fans. He's going off on them. You should see some of the stuff he says. But no, it was the total opposite, actually. He DM'd me, and I could pull it up now or try to find it, but
I don't think you have to share it.
Yeah. Essentially, it was just like, you know what, man, you're right. Like, I needed to hit those holes on that run. You said it straight up, facts. Like, I need to be better. I was like, all right. I'm like, so I just kind of tweeted him back, like, I'm sorry, man. Like, not even sorry, man. I'm like, all right. Like, I was so taken aback by that response, because you expect to be just like roasted. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're seeing. You never played the game. But instead, it was just like, you're right. I need to hit those holes. So let's see what happens.
Adam, should we let him in now on the joke?
What was the joke?
That we were the one that DM'd him.
No, I did some fact checking. This is the real I looked into it. I didn't get duped by any burners or anything.
When you told me that, it made me really, it changed things for me. It's like, I just don't want to be too critical of people anymore. I have to do my job, but I don't want to take cheap shots at people, you know, because you just never know. They're human beings.
We have a coworker. I won't say names to keep the story personal for that person, but who was judging two wide receivers and tweeted about it. And the one that he was more critical of also did the same thing, reached out to him and said, why do you think that other guy is better than me? And they had a very pleasant exchange, just, you know, explaining the reasoning why. So yeah, you know, it's really, it's interesting when people pay attention. And it sounds like, you know, he took it to heart in a positive way, like, and we'll see it.
And by the way, I didn't tag him or anything. So it just goes to show these players are definitely searching their names on Twitter and like looking for things that people are saying about
them. Or someone told them.
But it's also people pointing out. Yeah. You know, the PR staffs of these teams, they pay attention to those things too. You're a very prominent person.
You can present him in his Hall of Fame induction you're going to turn his career around. All right, listen. The fantasy cops are here. We got some issues to settle. First Fantasy Cops comes from Chris from a DMV suburb in Maryland. I'm in a competition with thousands of teams that runs every year. This year a no trading rule was implemented, and people in my league immediately started complaining post-draft. After the injuries and the letdowns of week one, one manager proposed using the waiver wire as a way to do trades. The idea was that people would agree to a trade, post it in the league chat, and then add drop from waivers. Many other managers seemed on board with this, but I pointed out that since there is no trading allowed, you can't expect everyone to follow that. Another manager mentioned that finding a way to circumvent a rule applied to thousands of teams is not only against the rules, but also would likely get people banned from the contest. What are your thoughts?
I think this is an absolute disaster waiting to happen if the plan is to just circumvent the system and just like add drop manually. This is going to lead to the collapse of the entire pool. So I think that second manager who said that was spot on here. It's an unfortunate situation. And I think it's weird because it sounds to me like no one really had a good grasp of this before the draft. And maybe people draft differently because of that. I don't know. But at this point, you're kind of stuck with it, I think, for this year.
Yeah.
As someone very wise would say, I agree.
Oh, yeah. That is the right one. All right. Fantasy Cops number two.
I got to say, Adam, I love this Jamie guy. A few weeks ago, he called me the funniest person on FFT, which you completely scoffed at.
Absurd. I'm
just disgusted by the comment, as if I haven't been funny at any point.
You're funny, but like it's ridiculous.
And then you just told, not only was it that, like, not only you just scoff at the take, you then were like, yeah, he's funny, but you're just laughing at him, not with him.
No,
like,
it's
you had
true.
To say that. You had to say that.
Look, I can see the look on Jamie's face. I've worked with him long enough. He only said that to get me riled up. Like, he didn't mean it. It was an insincere comment from Jamie. You're not the funniest. Everyone knows you're not the funniest, and we'll just leave it at that. I don't want to be mean about it, but you're just not the funniest. All right. Anyway, this is from Tristan from a city outside of Toronto. I wanted to get your opinion on this. After waivers cleared on Tuesday, I was offered a trade of my Rashad White for his DeAndre Swift. I accepted, and the league's 48-hour review period for trades started.
Nothing makes me more mad than in fantasy than hearing the league has a 48-hour review period. Put the trade through immediately.
What happens in those 48 hours?
I hate the 48-hour
period. There's a committee that convenes, and we decide if it's good or bad or not.
Yeah.
It gets worse here, guys. On Thursday, I reviewed the other team and saw they had Swift on their bench. I asked the commissioner if they could process the trade so I could start Swift that night.
Yeah.
The commissioner said they could not do it from their phone and would look into it later. Later that day, the commissioner moved the two players manually. After a protest from the other owner, the players were placed back with the trade still pending. It came to light later after the Thursday night game that the commissioner agreed to veto the trade completely and told the other manager that it was obviously me that moved the players. I will add that I have no commissioner access in the league. I even provided screenshots showing it was the commish that made these moves. The other manager said essentially they didn't care their team was violated, and as such, they no longer agreed to the trade. Wow.
Well,
I feel that I may be in the wrong for asking, but I feel the commish should have checked with the other manager before processing the trade early, should not veto the trade, and should apologize for lying to the manager about his actions.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you're potentially in a league with Patrick Bateman over here, just pathological liar. Who knows what he'll do next?
That was funny. That was good.
I would not be playing in this league past this year, I'll tell you that. And maybe do like a little silent protest type of thing, or even a loud protest type of thing, where you're just, you know, put this trade through, put Swift in my lineup, get me all those points, or I don't pay for the league and I quit. And I drop all my players because this is just stupid. Like, there's no rationale for what the commissioner did, in my opinion. There's no reason to veto that trade. It was a perfectly fair trade. Just because Swift went off, that's not a good enough reason. And there should be no 48-hour period. Put the trade through immediately. Done.
Yep.
Yeah, you need to establish a rule. If there's a 48-hour trade window, either get rid of it or at least say you're getting rid of it if there's a player involved in Thursday night.
Right.
Because
why wouldn't that just be 24 hours if you're going to do something stupid like this?
I mean, what? Yeah,
right.
It's 0 hours is what it should be, but yeah.
Right.
Okay, so, but the commissioner made so many mistakes. And then the lying on top of it, that is so childish. Wow. By the way, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Speaking of haven't paid, did you pay me for Dynasty, Dan?
Of course I did. I Venmo'd you. The minute you sent that email, I Venmo'd you within seconds.
So you know who didn't pay?
Who's that?
Heath Cummings.
Wow.
I think he's the... I might be wrong about this because I have accused several people of not paying only to learn that they have paid.
Until I get that email, I don't pay. I pay immediately upon getting that email. Like, I think I owe Jamie for a league or two right now, to be completely honest, which you can look into after this. But the minute you email me about it or remind me, it's done. I just am not very proactive about it.
I would like to point out that Dan smartly has put his drink in front of his camera, so every time he has to reach for it, he has to show off his guns.
There it is.
Heath, by the way, 0-1 in the league that he...
Look at these, Jamie. It's amazing Adam thinks he has any chance in any kind of physical competition against
true.
Me.
We're not over the top here. We're not arm wrestling.
We're going to be playing
Dan knows over the top.
He has no clue what over the top is.
If you play football, I'm just planning to press man jam you on every single snap. Just within 5 yards, full contact.
Okay.
Good luck.
I'm gonna line up off the line of scrimmage. I'm going to line up a tailback.
Okay.
I'm going to beat you on a wheel route.
I hear the new thing is in motion.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be in motion.
Put Adam in motion. Can you imagine Adam moving in motion?
I'm much faster than you.
You claim to be, but like, who believes that?
You're carrying too much weight.
Even at this weight, I'm somehow faster than you.
You have to cut weight to see tits for the combine. You have to cut weight for the combine like everyone else. Okay. Anyway, let's go to the emails here. This one is from Sal. Would you guys trade David Montgomery or Tua for Jahmyr Gibbs? I'm wondering if this is David Montgomery and Tua for Jahmyr Gibbs, because we would definitely trade Montgomery for Gibbs, right?
We would kind of need to know his QB situation to decide if
we're
Tua.
Burrow.
Oh, yeah. One QB? Yeah.
I would trade Tua for Gibbs, because at least this way you're keeping both lines running backs in case something happens, so you don't have to really give up that investment. And if you have Burrow, Tua's might be able to bring back something even better than Gibbs, but I think it's a good trade.
I gotta be honest with you. I can't imagine what position that other manager could be in possibly where he can afford, he or she can afford to trade a player like Gibbs for a quarterback in a one QB league.
Well,
who did they draft at QB?
There's clearly a situation where one guy drafted at least two of my top 10 guys, you know, so that's, you know, yeah. Example one.
True.
And so if you just watched Geno Smith and Daniel Jones and lost Aaron Rodgers, you might be a little bit panicked. Plus, look, Tua, if he plays 17 games, is going to be in the MVP conversation. He may not win it.
That's why fantasy, right? If he plays 17 games, he's got to be in the top five fantasy QB, right?
Top eight. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I think top five because no team throws at this rate. Like, he just threw for 462 in a game.
Right, but Cousins does. I mean, you know.
Cousins doesn't throw at that rate.
Not at this rate, but he throws a ton. But listen, so that's what I'm wondering, like, you're saying you'd trade Tua instead of Montgomery to lock up that Lions backfield, have both of them. But do you fear giving another manager Tua?
Not to get back Gibbs?
No, but you could in theory give him Montgomery instead. You're going to get Gibbs either way.
But you're never playing Tua.
Yeah, I'd rather have Montgomery for the depth.
I don't know. I mean, you might be playing Tua. Is it so inconceivable that he's better than Burrow?
I'm like, keep the Tua points off the, out of the league.
Or maybe he's better than Burrow. Burrow's got a calf injury, you know.
Tua also may get another concussion and not play for 6 weeks. I mean, you got to take that into consideration too.
Well, anyway,
you guys watch any of that Browns Bengals game?
I watched a lot of it actually.
I was stunned at how. First of all, I thought Jim Schwartz, who's the new defensive coordinator for the Browns, called an insanely good game, and he might be the most underrated hire of the year that's going to completely change how we view fantasy matchups this year when teams play the Browns. I'll start by saying that, but I also think Burrow in the rain and like bad, windy, rainy type conditions could be something to look into. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, not to make too much of this, but he came into the combine and the big talk was the small hands. Like, he did not look comfortable throwing that football.
Oh, he had a great game in the snow last year. I mean, he's going to
be. He did. But, like, windy and rainy is always worse than snow.
That I don't really worry about that. I get your point. But, I mean, look, he was. That was a preseason game for him. We saw the same thing last year. You
That's
know, coming
true.
Off the appendectomy, he didn't play well. Right. You know,
yeah.
The rain actually was.
And the thing that's spot on is that Browns defense is going to be really good. I mean, those two edge rushers, you know, the fact that they finally have somebody that's competent opposite Myles Garrett, the secondary is really good. I mean,
Dalvin Tomlinson was a huge signing for them.
And the coordinator is going to be a huge upgrade. Yeah, I think Pittsburgh's in a lot of trouble this week.
Oh, yeah, I think that's one of my favorite bets. Browns minus 2.5.
No, I love that too. But then I'll tell you one thing about betting against the Steelers, because I did it a lot last year. You think it's great, and then you end up losing the bet almost every time. That Raiders game, that they won like 8 games last year with the worst roster I bet, like, with such a bad below average roster. They won 8 games,
but no Hayward, no Johnson. I know
they seem so bad, and then Mike Tomlin finds a way to win them games.
Who did they beat?
And it's primetime home underdog is never a good thing too, but
right, that yeah.
All right, anyway, let's go back to the emails here. This is from Jeff. I'm ready to drop Rashad Penny. I mean, this might be too late, but depending on the league, would you drop Penny for Zach Moss, Allen Robinson, Kendrick Bourne, or Sean Tucker?
I keep going. Yes.
Who would you pick?
Tucker would be the guy that I would be looking into.
Should I think trade
Tucker
away?
Has a good chance to eventually win that role.
Should I trade away? Check your DMs. Should I trade away Pacheco for Michael Thomas?
Pacheco or Michael Thomas?
Pacheco. I'd rather have Pacheco.
I'd rather have Thomas.
I'd rather have Thomas, but I did love Pacheco's role in the pass game. Ran more routes than Jerick McKinnon last week. If that's going to be the norm, he's going to have a lot of big games.
That's true.
From No Name, would you trade Garrett Wilson for Jonathan Taylor in half PPR?
No.
Okay. Do we have any updates that I've missed on the Taylor situation or none?
Yeah.
There was one last week that said he's going to be ready to go when when his time off the PUP list is done.
But is he definitely playing then? Because I know they don't need to go. They need how many games to accrue the year for free agency? I think it's 8,
6.
Right? How much?
6.
6. So is he going to go right away and play in all those games? That I still feel like is open-ended, right? Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
He's going to still get traded.
That would be the good thing. That would work out for him because then he'll play right away.
Okay, let's get back to the show here because Dan's got to leave soon. Jerry Jones said that Brandon Cooks will be a game-time decision. Okay, well, from Kyle, should I trade Chris Olave for Tyler Algier and T. Higgins?
Uh, I don't.
Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Because I mean, again, don't judge Higgins from last week. There were a lot of scenarios where Higgins was still being drafted ahead of Olave, and Algier is one injury away from being what he was last week, maybe even better. And he played much more than anybody expected. 59% of the snaps, had more carries than Bijan, was involved in the passing game. Like that was scary for Bijan, but great for anybody invested in Algier.
And I don't know if he even needs an injury to be a flex at this point.
Right.
There he goes, flex again. It's all you ever want to talk about. This is Edward Dennis from Miami. He says, I'm only giving this one to Dan. Dear Winston, Peter, Egon, and Ray.
Winston, Peter, Egon. I heard
he
Winston.
He doesn't get this. Turn him off.
Yeah.
Hold on. Give me another
girl.
Give me a chance to think. Winston, Peter, Egon, and Ray.
Yes.
Mute him.
Egon. I don't know. Targaryen. Egon Targaryen.
Yes. No, thank you. It's Game of Thrones. Very good. Good job.
What's Game of Thrones?
Mute him for the rest of the show, please.
Unbelievable.
Winston.
Egon Targaryen. That was your answer.
No, that's not right.
Ghostbusters. Are you kidding me?
Oh, Ghostbusters? Why would I ever know Ghostbusters?
I don't know. Who knows the Ghostbusters?
I've seen no movies. Everyone knows this. I'm not going to see a movie from when was that? The 80s? I wasn't even born.
Okay, they did an 80s one. There was a movie in the 90s. There were two Ghostbusters in the last 4 years.
What 90s? I was 4 years old or 2 years old.
That is pathetic.
Egon Targaryen.
Egon Targaryen. That's great. All right, man. All right. Who should we start in half PPR? Cam Akers, Kyren Williams, Justice Hill, or Rashawn Johnson?
I don't know. Ask Aykroyd. See what he thinks.
Ask Aykroyd, yeah.
I'm going to take a weird one here because I don't feel comfortable with any of them. So I'm going to go with Rashawn Johnson. I think Roschon Johnson has a chance to put the best chance to score out of those four and could get more work at the end of the game.
What were the options?
Winston, Egon, Rams, Peter, and Ray.
No, Rams backs, the two Rams backs, and then one other guy.
Justice Hill, Rashawn Johnson. Who? Cam Akers, Jesus. Cam Akers, whoa. Kyren Williams, Justice Hill, and Rashawn Johnson.
I would gamble on Justice Hill just with the unknown of maybe him being the best Ravens running back.
Apologize for that.
Should.
Yeah. From Antonio, Gray the Trade. Hello, Eli, Odell, and Rashad.
Oh, what are those? I think those are Rangers
Who's
players.
Rashad?
Rashad Jennings.
That's the last time the Giants beat Dak
Giants fan.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's on Adam. Oh, my God. He didn't know Ghostbusters, but he can't even call back a Giants player who was on the team 4 to 5 years ago, Adam. Get it together. All right.
Whenever
You're
I'm around
no
Dan
invited to that week 4 game tailgate that I
whenever invited. I'm invited to Dan, whenever I'm talking to Dan Schneier, I realize I am really not a Giants fan. Like, Dan is super fan. It's amazing. Okay. Seriously, we have a lot of questions to get to here, so let's do it here. 10-team PPR. I trade Trevor Lawrence and Rashad White. I have Tua. I trade Lawrence and Rashad White for DeAndre Hopkins and Elijah Mitchell.
Well, now with the Hopkins high ankle sprain, I don't know if this was sent in earlier this week or what do we think about that?
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I can't. If this is still an option to not do, don't do it, obviously.
This is from Matthew. There's Dan's no chance here. Dear Richards, Kaminsky, Dutch, and Matrix.
God, it would have felt so good to get this right after Adam said, Dan's got no chance
You're
here.
Done.
What was the names again? Give me one more chance.
Richards, Kaminsky, Dutch, and Matrix.
Matrix?
I'm only 80% sure I know it. I think these are Arnold characters, right, Jamie?
Matrix?
Who's Matrix?
I don't know, but I feel like this is... I'll Google it. Standard scoring pick 2, Pacheco, Khalil Herbert, Rashawn Johnson, or Justice Hill?
Give me. I don't like any of those plays.
Pacheco is easy for me.
I was thinking Pacheco.
I like the Roschon call. Take a shot there, but I probably
don't
go Herbert.
I'm fine taking a shot on Roschon. I'm not as high, I guess, on Pacheco as you guys are. I think that Jags defense is good.
Yeah, but look at these options. I'll go Pacheco and Herbert.
Again, if he's involved in the passing game with what these receivers look like, that's going to
change. Yeah, you're right. He can make up for it fast just through that. That's true.
All right, so Dutch is Predator.
Dutch is Predator?
Richard.
Another movie I haven't seen.
Is The Running Man, I think.
Never seen.
You never seen Predator?
Or Running Man.
Ugh. You don't need to see Running Man. See Predator.
I see Predator. I'm not going to see Predator.
You
Predator
should
is awesome.
Yeah, no.
Get you the they are. Like, there's every time Adam's given me a movie session, he's been right. They've been awesome. But like, who has time to
Predator's
sit down
a classic.
2 to 2.5 hours?
Predator is one of the best action movies you watch.
Yeah, it really is. It's like, you can't be an action fan without having seen Predator. This is from Trevor. Flex, Pacheco or DJ Moore, PPR?
DJ. PPR for sure, DJ Moore.
Saeed from Houston, need two. DJ Moore, Dotson, Puka Nacua, Zay Flowers.
Moore and Flowers.
Same picks for me. I was debating if I want, but the Puka injury, I got to keep him out of the lineup.
This is from Angel. Pretty cool team name in one of my leagues, JSN Voorhees. I love that. That's great.
JSN what?
Voorhees.
I don't. What's that?
Don't worry about it, man.
Oh my god.
It's Ghostbusters.
What? Oh, Ghostbusters again?
No. It's Friday the 13th.
House of Dragons.
Yeah. I have New England. You are funny, Dan. I have the Patriots DST. Should I play the Colts, Cardinals, or Packers over them?
The Colts, Cardinals, or Packers?
Over the Pats.
God, there's nobody else available. Like the.
Nah.
I go Packers.
Aren't available?
I go Packers.
I was going to say the same, Adam. I think I'd go Packers.
Yeah, I would even. I mean, the Texans might be available.
Got a funny chat note from our producer, Zach Brook. Odell Targaryen. I like that. from John. Trade David Montgomery for Alexander Madison. Who would you rather have rest of the season, Montgomery or Madison?
Montgomery at this point.
I'd still go Madison. What makes you say that, Jamie? Do you think he's going to start to lose the role at all, Madison, or is it just a matter of how bad he's looked?
Looks terrible, and the offensive line is not really banged up. And you know, it's again, you know, you don't want to play the injury thing, but what happens if Jahmyr Gibbs gets hurt? Then Montgomery maybe gets a spike in the passing game too.
Right.
Question from David A. Has Dan seen a thing called Star Wars? And no, the stars aren't fighting each other.
Yeah, I've seen almost all of the Star Wars. My take on Star Wars is this. The original trilogy, fast-paced, moves well, really well-written, really good. Everything since that, pretty bad for the most part, with the exception of the first origin story about Rey. Other than that, it's been just like the typical trash, like the same thing you can come to expect. But the shows are actually pretty good, by the way. The Mandalorian, great show. So you got to, this is the thing. It's always
who
better.
Who has time to watch one movie? When I can watch all these TV shows.
It's like a mental block, Adam. Like, I can watch an episode of a show, turn it off, and be done with the night and come back to it the next day. With a movie, you need that block of, like, 2.5 to 3.
Predator's
to 3.5
not 2.5 to 3. I'm not recommending these, like, epics here, okay? Just watch Predator. It's probably 100 minutes. All right, this is from Stephanie.
And Ghostbusters.
Oh yeah.
Adam Brook, I mean, not Adam. Zach Brook just had the worst take in the chat ever.
What did he say?
But you guys probably never saw that movie, and I have.
Oh, I never saw 8 Mile.
Zach Brook, our producer, said 8 Mile was, I don't get the hype of 8 Mile. 8 Mile is an amazing movie. What are we talking about
here? I suspect that it hasn't aged well. And if you watched it back then when it came out, it was probably great. But yeah. All right. Two more questions here, and then we'll do YouTube. Stephanie needs a wide receiver, PPR. Sutton, Tony, or Gabe Davis?
Gabe Davis.
Gabe in that matchup versus the Raiders.
And this is from Mason, I think. PPR, give up Josh Jacobs, get Amari Cooper, Najee Harris, and Cam Akers.
No.
No. Josh Jacobs' role from week one, by the way, if you look into just the snap share and the usage, like, there might be two or three backs who are used as frequently as Josh Jacobs is this year, and I love to chase that. So he's one of the guys I was trying to trade for this week because he didn't actually score that many fantasy points, just was used but was unable to do.
And, there was actually a typo in this email, but I think a good team name for Dan, Cam Akers.
If I had Cam Akers ever in any league ever, which I never do and don't, and haven't for the last 3 years, it would have worked. But I like the idea of trying to build a team name off my Dan on the can shtick. So I'll look into that. Adam, didn't I come up with one good team name that impressed you?
Yeah. Oh, the Barkley one. It was awesome.
Yeah.
What was it?
Well, I mean,
it was. They were had two player. It was bark twice if you're in, and then I did like a pun on the word Milwaukee. Like,
it was
Ken Walkie.
It was great, and it was immediate. It was
I did it right on the spot.
The wittiest thing you've ever done.
Should be who are you gonna call? I don't know.
Yeah, who are you gonna call? I don't know. I don't have 90 minutes to spend to answer this question.
Yeah, 90 minutes. It was definitely longer than 90 minutes.
80s movies are usually like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. They're not that
long. I don't understand why. I wasn't even born in the 80s, and you expect me to see these 80s movies. That's the part that I don't understand.
You were born when?
I was lying. I was born in 89. I was trying to make myself look younger. I was trying to make myself look younger there and pull it off. Got caught.
You're also the oldest, right? You don't have an older sibling?
I am the oldest.
Yeah, I get it. But like Ghostbusters, really? All right. But it's like they were Ghostbusters cartoons. Didn't you drink Ecto Cooler when you were growing up?
We grew up on Billy Madison.
I got a good teen name for you.
Gilmore. That's what we grew up on, me and my brother.
I got a good teen name for you.
It explains a lot.
To a toilet, I love you.
Poopa Nakua. We'll take a break.
That'd be awesome.
We got
Why
your
I
YouTube
anywhere.
YouTube questions when we come back on Fantasy Football Today.
Poopa Nakua.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Hello, everyone. It's Micah Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.
All right. Full PPR. This is from YouTube. Pick two. One wide receiver, one flex. Javonte, Judy, Gabe Davis.
Javonte and Gabe.
Full PPR, I think you definitely go Javonte. Or no, I'm sorry. I'm going to go Judy and Gabe in full PPR. Judy was full participant, so I'm just treating that like he's good. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm still nervous first game back.
I understand.
Would you drop Zeke for Charbonnet? I have Ramondre Stevenson.
I would.
Yeah.
I would too.
But I think with Charbonnet, you pick him up and you play this out like you're expecting to have him like sitting on that bench for a good amount of time before he gets a role.
Pick my second quarterback, Pickett or Stroud?
Stroud.
Ugh, it's disgusting either way, but I'll go Stroud.
Pick my flex, Flowers, Sutton, Khalil Herbert, Jalen Warren, P. Ryan, JSN.
Flowers for me.
Flowers by a mile.
Does that change if Andrews plays?
No.
No, because they're still going to use him in the same role.
Start 3.5 PPR, Breece Hall, George Pickens, Khalil Herbert, Elijah Moore.
Not Khalil Herbert.
I'm going, if it's not Khalil Herbert, though, like, I don't care that Deontay Johnson is hurt. I don't want Pickens in my lineup at any point. I just don't see that passing game throwing for more than about 150 to 160.
I agree totally, but I could see Khalil Herbert struggling early in the game.
True. And not getting touches. Yeah, that's bad either way. So you would go Pickens. I'm fine with going Pickens over him.
Lockett or Kirk? And would you drop Sky Moore for Shaheed or Dobbs?
Kirk, and yes, drop Sky Moore for Dobbs.
I'm going Kirk, yes. Bounce back week. I'm going to keep Sky Moore over Dobbs.
Purdy or Goff rest of season?
Ooh, Goff.
Still Goff, but it's close for me.
Do they have 9 home games or 8 home games this year?
The Lions?
Yeah.
It's important.
I think With 8. Goff. I think 8. Don't they do it by conference?
Did you guys see, by the way, the Jameson Williams thing from earlier today?
No. But real quick, Nico Collins or Garrett Wilson, PPR?
Collins.
Garrett Wilson for me.
Collins.
What was it?
So it was very reminiscent of the old shades of Eddie Lacy. Do you remember Eddie Lacy early Twitter days would just tweet about like how he's ordering Chinese food at like 4 a.m. and he's just kept eating like awful, eating terrible and just tweeting about it?
No,
you don't remember this Eddie Lacy stuff? Okay, hopefully some listeners remember the Eddie Lacy days of him eating crazy amounts, putting on Twitter. But
I can't remember the early 2000s.
Yeah,
I wasn't born in the 80s.
Jameson Williams got on social media, put up a pic, I guess, on his Instagram story of a meal that he quote unquote meal or snack that he was eating last night, and it was a bowl, a huge plate, I should say, full of hot flaming Cheetos dumped queso on it. So I think he's getting ready for that comeback in week 7. Wow. After the suspension.
You don't hear a lot of great things coming out of Detroit about where they are with him right now.
Yeah.
That doesn't even sound good.
It doesn't sound good. It looked disgusting. Yeah. It looks so bad. You got to see this picture.
Well, at least he's not eating the banana with the peel still on. Josh Reynolds or Nico Collins?
Nico.
Nico, yeah.
Jalen Warren or Rashawn Johnson rest of season?
Rojo. Ooh.
Yeah, Rojo
see,
too.
Here's the thing that gets getting, I think, a little bit lost in the Roschon Johnson hype.
How much Foreman played?
Well, even if he becomes the starting running back, is it a situation where he's the starting running back and Foreman and Herbert are just invisible? Then you've got the rushing touchdown factor with Justin Fields stealing some of those. Then you've got the, is Justin Fields going to even throw to his running backs? So it's like, it might be one of those where we like the player more than the situation thing. So I don't know. I would still say Warren, but I guess I understand the hype.
Jalen Warren's going to probably have a Najee Harris injury because I don't think Najee's going away.
No.
And that offensive line's falling apart. The coordinator looks, I mean, yeah.
No, the line's not falling apart. Their right tackle's in the concussion protocol. I don't think we're quite at that point.
Well, their right guard's got a foot injury.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that. So, so maybe it is falling apart. But at least I know Ghostbusters. All right, a few more. Would you trade Pollard and Sutton for Waddle and Breece Hall? Yeah.
So I usually don't like giving away the best player in the deal, which is Pollard's side, but I think I'll do it because I like the upside of Breece Hall, even without Aaron Rodgers.
I might make some Waddle offers this weekend.
It seems like people are trying to move him. I don't know why.
I had 5 targets, or maybe 6, on 45-ish pass attempts, but still, he's so good.
They're going to defend Tua the way that Dan suggests, this could be a huge Waddle game because Belichick's going to try and take away Tyreek Hill as much as he can.
Agreed.
Oh, good luck. So that's it for today's show. Dan, good luck in your golf game.
Thank you.
Do you know what this is from? Good luck.
Good luck. No, of course not. It's a movie, isn't it?
Come on.
It's a movie.
What one is that, Jamie? Because I feel
Taken.
Like... Which one?
Taken.
Oh, Taken. You know, I think I have seen Taken. Or at least bits and pieces of it.
What's a better action
movie? My favorite
movie?
Line from Ghostbusters is, Adam.
What?
It's when they're in the building at the end and they see the staircase. And I think it's Egon goes, where do they go? And Bill Murray goes,
They go up. Yeah. Great line. Now you have to tell me your favorite line from Ghostbusters too. But Taken or Predator?
Me?
Yeah.
Taken.
I can't answer this.
Taken. That is saying that Predator is a classic, but Taken was also a true classic. I mean, and if I were going to recommend one, I think I'd probably recommend Taken. Predator's a little dated.
He's just, I mean, like, not that either one is realistic, but like.
Yeah. He's a better action star than Dutch from Predator.
He's just such a badass in that movie. Like,
unbelievable character. Unbelievable. You go watch it today, Dan. Skip your.
I actually watched the other day while it was preseason. I was doing some. I don't know. Dan asked me about like 50 stories that week.
And he's not.
I watched Taken 3 for the first time. Like they should have stopped.
I don't know. They should have stopped at 1.
But 2 is okay.
2 is watchable in like it's Saturday night and let's see what's on TNT sort of way.
Sure.
Later, everybody. Talk to you on Sunday morning with Starter Sit at 11:30 a.m. Eastern on YouTube.
He said Egon Targaryen. Egon.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.